Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And we do have a special announcement. We'll try to do this again, that the rebroadcast this evening will be at between 4:30 to 5:30. If we went at 6 o'clock, we'd be conflicting with a basketball broadcast from the Tompkinsville. I think that what they're doing playing on a Thursday night, but we'll forgive them for a time or two. So we'll come on early. And also, these shows are kept on the website of Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. And shortly thereafter, after the broadcast live, that you can go there and listen to them there. So you have a lot of chances to listen to all this great interesting stuff that we do here each Thursday morning. And we really appreciate being able to come to you on each Thursday morning. And this show is made possible through the goodwill and the work of the Three-Star Committee and the Chamber of Commerce and all of the great sponsors here in and around Clay County that buy sponsorship time to make this possible. And we really appreciate them and want to remind everyone to spend as much of your money as you can in Clay County. And we've got most everything you need. I know Cookville, some of those places have all the big box stores and all that. They don't have all the friendly people to greet you and that type of thing. And we need to keep quite a bit of our money here. But today I've got Miss Cora Key back with us. She's back, spent many, many times here with us over the years when she was a student over at Clay County High School with the Extension Services 4-H Department. And I don't know where she's at now. It's either the dream of a lifetime or a nightmare yet. But she has, about a few months ago, she became the new 4-H leader here in Clay County. And I think she kind of got thrust into that job all by herself. I think the other two young ladies down there had decided that it was time for them to either start a family or increase their family by the time she started work. And it kind of left her alone down there by herself a little while. But I think everything's getting back to normal with them, and we've got to get them to come up and catch us up on everything going on with them here before long. But right now we have these folks with us, and let's see, today we've got our birthday group today. And I want to apologize because I think we had some kind of glitch with our answering service. And usually if we do have one, somebody early in the week will call me and tell me, but apparently there was some kind of racket on it this past week. But we got some calls in this morning, so we've got a few of our birthdays. And if you tried to call in this past week and didn't get through, call in and mention that on your call, and we'll add you to next year's, because we want to make sure everyone's birthday gets celebrated that we like for them too. We'd like to give away that gift we do here each Thursday morning. And we have this highly, lots of thought went into it, non-computerized selection system. We'll pick out a winner for this, and you do get a prize. You go over to Clay County Chamber and pick that up, and we'll get a winner of that today. And like I said, we've got a bunch of things to talk about. Let's see, I think we've got the second harvest food thing coming up here in a few days, and want to remind everyone about that, to get down to the fairgrounds and not get down there too early in line up, but come down there to pick up from the Second Harvest Food Group. And I know they have got, I think maybe only one thing there, and that is two families to a car. And other than that, you just line up at the proper time and go through and take care of that. And we really appreciate those folks doing that. And with that, I think we'll take a little short break. We'll come back, and we'll get started on today's radio show.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN. Watch out for your family's health. Get your home tested. That's keeping it green.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For life, and clean. Make it green, green, green.
Also, check at your local health department for your radon kit now.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, it's great to once again be here at the Clay County Corner. It's fairly warm in here, isn't it, guys? We've had the fireplace going. Got one little electric heater we can turn off if we need to. It's kind of chilly outside. And, of course, we mentioned that here in the courthouse now, if Kendall has looked over next door in the store, whether she's got, we've got a pop-up store in here now that's going to be here for a while with boutique merchandise. We'd have to get Cora up here to spend some of her money. She probably already been up here, if I were guessing. I don't know. But we've got that going on here. And, of course, we've got over at the high school, we've got our basketball seasons going on. Both our boys and girls teams are ranked in the top 10, and they both could be close to number one next week after the big victories earlier in the week. So we've got that going on. And like I said earlier, we've got the second harvest food thing coming up. Just because the weather's cold doesn't mean everything stops. And we've got this group in here with us this morning that has, if you venture onto Facebook, you've been seeing lots of pictures of some activities they've had going on. And I know it's been a while since we've been able to get our youngsters in, but we've got four here, and I think maybe, I don't know, Kendall, you've been here before, haven't you? I think, and Lakin, is this your first trip, or you've been here before too? I don't know why I keep thinking I know her, and of course Ben's an old timer, and we've got Eli here, and he's a real old-timer. We're going to let him talk a little bit in a minute. But now, the director of the I don't know where she's called the director or what her official title is Miss Cora Key. And she started coming on this program, I don't know when she was, probably about a freshman or sophomore in high school with the 4-H Club. And she's advanced through a little bit of a journey since the first time she was here. Cora, let's talk a little bit about, let's go back and just talk about from the time you started with 4-H and advance up through where you are now.
Yeah, Thomas. So when I started in the fourth grade is when I started my 4-H journey. I started with the Market Hog Project. I got two pigs to show, and I really didn't know a whole lot about agriculture or 4-H or the places it would take me. The project soon grew. I become involved in the land, public speaking, posters, all the wonderful things that 4-H has to offer. And if you knew me when I was in the fourth grade, I was pretty shy. I really couldn't look you in the eyes and talk to you. I was pretty timid. But 4-H really developed me into the leader I am today. And in high school, I got really involved. And like you said, I was blessed with opportunities to come here and talk at the local radio station and well, let's do lots of public speaking, and I ended up getting a full ride to the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, where I got my bachelor's degree in animal science.
Now, let's talk about that. What did it feel like? I mean, how well prepared were you for leaving a high school with about 300 students in it and walking into a place where there was, I don't know how many thousand students there now? I mean, I know you took some visits up there and stuff. The first impression when you got out and looked around up there, what did you think?
It was nerve-wracking, and I would say coming from a small town here in Clay County, I mean, we don't have a single red light. I feel like there was a lot of people telling me I couldn't do it, I couldn't go to Knoxville, it just was too big of a city, but I was determined. I will say that first time I arrived and drove myself up there, I was like, man, this is going to be a lot, it's going to be a change. But to be honest, I never really got homesick. There was the 4-H program there in Knoxville on the collegiate level and collegiate FFA and collegiate livestock judging, and 4-H had really prepared me for that transition quite well, and it wasn't as bad as what I thought it was going to be. So I would encourage people to not let being from Clay County or from a small town hold you back, because if you can dream it, you can do it. And I would say it's probably been harder coming back to Clay County than it was leaving Clay County going to Knoxville. I guess you get used to having more things around and then come back, and that transition's probably been more challenging than the first one.
Okay, now, your education up there, I know you got a full scholarship through that, and that was basically through 4-H and the Extension Service. And, you know, and your major was?
Animal science.
Okay, now, let's talk about you spent how many years did it take you to graduate?
So I graduated with my bachelor's in animal science in 3 to 3.5 years. So that usually takes about 4 or a little bit longer. And I rolled right in my last semester and started working on my master's in ag business, ag economics, and natural resources. So I've actually finished all of my classwork for my master's now. I haven't defended my thesis, but within a 5-year time span, I've completed both my classwork for my bachelor's and my master's at UT.
Okay, now, your education there, has it involved any, did it involve any journeys to outside the normal boundaries?
Yeah, it took a lot. You know, it's been a lot of hours studying. I actually did a study abroad trip to learn about agriculture in a foreign country, and I spent a month in Australia overseas and really enjoyed that. It really opened a lot of doors of opportunity, and there was a lot of time and work ethic. I traveled the country while I was in college with the collegiate livestock judging, so it was difficult for me to keep my grades up as much as I traveled. I've been to Denver, Colorado, Houston, Texas, Abilene, Texas, Austin, Minnesota, did a lot of traveling, but I was still able to graduate at the top of my class at UT, and I was our student speaker at graduation and was blessed with a lot of great opportunities.
So not bad for a little Clay County girl.
I'd say it did pretty decent.
Probably was scared the first time she came into Salina.
For sure I was scared the first time I come to speak on the radio station. I remember that.
That had been a day or two ago. Now, I guess Mr. Randall brought you in then, didn't he?
He did. He picked me up at school, and I was shaking from the drive from the KA to here. I still remember it like it was yesterday.
And now you're in charge.
Yeah, so I am the new 4-H agent in Clay County at the Extension Office, and that doesn't mean we got rid of any positions. Tennessee was blessed with the support of our governor to add a new agriculture extension agent position to counties that just had one agent. So now we actually have more staff in the office, so Kristen will be taking care of all the A&R needs, so that's agriculture and natural resources, and I will be doing 100% 4-H appointment, so I will take over all the roles and duties of the 4-H, but Kristen will still help me, and I'll still help her, and we're going to make a great team along with Haley and Wendy there in the office supporting us.
Okay, now, in Haley's position, I mean, I think I've asked her, just exactly what is her, is she the head of the office?
She is. She is our office county director, and her position, her agent position, is Family Consumer Sciences, and then as well as being the county director, so kind of the head of our office.
And I think we probably have a very, very unusual extension office here in Clay County. We have three young ladies down there in charge, and not, you know, trying to pinpoint any ages or anything, but now they're all fairly young. I don't think any of them have much, maybe past the 30s yet, and just starting young families. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that's going to continue to help our county to grow. When Cora decides, you know, she wants to come back here and remain a part of Clay County and bring her special talents, her special knowledge back, and to share that with young people like the four we have sitting here today, it makes us realize that, you know, irregardless of our size, our economic position, and all these kind of things, that as long as we've got the folks doing this, we're going to be all right, aren't we? So I think what now I'm going to take a little short break. We're going to come back, and then I'm going to let Cora talk a little bit about some of the things that they have been doing before we bring these four young folks up and let them get on the microphone. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN. Watch out for your family's health. Get your home tested. That's keeping it green.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green.
Also, check at your local health department for your radon kit now.
Let's get 4-H caught up a little bit. Tell us a little bit. I know we're right now past halfway of the school year, and let's get that caught up a little bit, and then we're going to talk to each one of these individuals for a few minutes.
Yes, Thomas, I feel like I've hit the ground running. I've been super busy since I started December 1st, which we just finished up our swine project, and the youth that are here with me today are going to speak on that. Public speaking also just ended this week, and we had our sub-regional contest at Hydra Burks, and Clay County had a great showing. In the fourth grade, Miss Lyra Craighead was fourth place. In sixth grade, Ella Smith was fifth place. And in seventh grade, Abigail Shawley was fifth place, so really great against all the other youth in the Upper Cumberland. So public speaking just finished, and that's a great project to get these youth to develop those public speaking and communication skills that'll benefit them later in life. But we've got lots of events coming up as well. So today we took flyers out to the school for our upcoming poster contest, and that'll allow these youth to use their fine art skills and really hone in and make a poster that celebrates 4-H and get to practice their art skills there. And then we've got our 4-H livestock judging coming up. Our first interest meeting will be next Monday, February 7th. So not this coming Monday, but the next one. So if you have any youth that are interested in livestock judging and want to see what that's all about, then come down to our extension office at 3:30 next Monday, February the 7th. Some other events coming up. We've got our chick chain project just starting back off. Miss Kristen's helping me with that one as well. We're taking flyers to the school for that.
Which one was
the chick chain project, where the youth get to about 20 baby chicks there from our 4-H office and then get to raise them, and they get to lay eggs for them and get that farm fresh eggs, and then they get to show them next fall, probably September, October. We'll have our chick chain, a little contest we have. We pick the healthiest, best growing birds at the kids.
Do they order those through the mail, or they pick them up at the office?
You'll need to come pick them up at the office, but we do actually get them from the mail. It's kind of a crazy process.
Well, now, see, that's something that I'm familiar with. You know, back when I was growing up, we ordered our chickens through the mail, and you got your chickens all in at the same time. And, of course, they all matured at the same time. And long about ever how many months it took for it to mature, there was a big chicken picking day where, you know, if it happened to be a school day, a few kids have to stay home that day and pick chickens all day to prepare them to put in the freezer to have chicken all winter. But that just threw me back to something where you go down to the mailbox and get you a box full of chickens.
We'll have our box of chickens come to the 4-H office. They'll be 2 days old, so right after they hatch, and then we'll hand those out to 4-Hers that are interested in that, and they can raise some chicks. So if your kid's interested in that, maybe lost their flyer at school, you can come down to the office, and we can share more information with you about it. Another project we have coming up is 4-H Congress. That takes place in Murfreesboro. That's where our local 4-Hers get to engage with, like, our legislators, like Mr. Kelly Kieslin. They can have a meeting with him, as well as meet our governor and get to see how kind of maybe some political things work. Really great experience. That's for 4-Hers that are in the 9th and 10th grade. So if you're a freshman or sophomore in high school and that's something that interests you, getting to take this trip and miss school and get to learn more about legislative and 4-H in general, we can help you get signed up for 4-H Congress, some of the awesome programs we've got here coming up. We're staying busy in our office.
So you've got just a kind of a pathway laid out here and ready to get started on it. And I tell you, before we shift a little bit and move one of the youngsters over here, we'll take another little short break. And before we do that, I know it's a little bit early, but I'm going to read off the we have four birthdays and anniversaries today. We have Ms. Kendall Willis celebrating the 9th birthday, and I think she's the granddaughter of Liz and Sherman Brown, and also Brendan Gary Watson celebrating a birthday anniversary. I don't know how long that one is, but I do know that we'd like to wish them a happy anniversary. And we picked up one. I don't know. We may not. Somebody might holler foul play if he happened to look up and win today, but we're not going to disqualify him. And that is, his name got turned in. Mr. Ben Likens is turning 13 today. And also, we'd like to wish the head twins birthday today, Abby and Lexi. So with that, reminded you, if you tried to call last week with your birthday and you ran into the screaming and screeching on the answering machine, to call back again and make a special note of that, and we'll add you in next week to make sure that even though we're going to be belated, and, you know, that's something I've noticed about belated birthday wishes. It seems like you get better notice if you do it a day late. After the rush is, you know, everybody wants to wish you happy birthday on your birthday, but the next day they may not get over 4 or 5. So think of that sometimes. Say, hey, you know, if I really want them to notice my happy birthday, I'll send it to them tomorrow. But with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back, and I know Mr. Eli Rich is going to start us off talking a little bit, and we might take him back on memory lane just a little bit when he comes back. But we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN. Watch out for your family's health. Get your home tested. That's keeping it green.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
Da-da.
Also, check at your local health department for your radon kit now.
Welcome back, everyone. Good morning, Eli.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
You know, I had to sit here and kind of remind Eli, tell us about the first time, reach back in your memory, the first time you ever came on your Eli.
Oh, goodness. I believe that was when I was about 10 or 11, I'd say, 7 or so years ago. We had been involved in a musical arts play in Cookeville, so I had come down here to talk on the radio about that and kind of advertise around a little bit.
So your mom brought you and CS down for that?
She did, yeah. They drove me down here.
And, of course, at that time, you guys were in the homeschool project.
Right, yep.
Now, you're not homeschooled yet, are you?
I'm not. No, I'm at the high school.
Now, when did you make that? That's your freshman year, you made the change.
Eighth grade, yep.
In eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
So you got kind of started blending in.
Right.
Now, tell us a little bit about that experience, Eli.
Well, I mean, it was a little bit of a big transfer, but I know some of the people here already, so
through the 4-H
and stuff. So that helped with it a bunch. It wasn't too bad. It was pretty easy shifts.
So, but and you were ready to mix and mingle then.
Right. Yeah.
And from there, of course, you were already in the 4-H before that.
Yep. Yeah. I'd been involved already.
And did you do public speaking also?
I did. Yep. Started in fourth grade and went till about eighth grade. And I believe that was the last year I competed. I went to the regional contest and competed. I believe that was the last time that I'd went.
I know you guys don't realize, and I'm sure Cora ran into this. I know she probably started off with some speech classes. And if you've ever had a college speech class, just about every major that you have, I don't care what it is, you've got to take a speech class. And you would not believe folks in the classroom or out in the hallway retching and sick at their stomach, just nervous, shaking all over because they had to stand up in front of a crowd and talk. And you started doing this at a pretty young age, and I think you guys are more prepared for this through 4-H than a whole lot of these so-called semi-geniuses that don't know how to talk to anyone. So I know that that experience, you hadn't experienced it a whole lot, but you will down the line. I know that Cora did, and she wasn't a bit scared, I'm sure. But now, up to the future, what we're doing right now, I mean, not up to right now, to the present before we go to the future.
So I've been competing in livestock judging. We had just got back from Kansas City at a national contest. We got to go compete at the national level. That was a really cool trip. I was super excited and had a good time. And, of course, in livestock judging, you judge your usually about six or seven classes of livestock, and then you give reasons explaining why you placed them that way. And so the public speaking, it helps me with that for sure, because I was more prepared for getting up in front of a judge and having to explain that to him one-on-one.
Okay, now, so at this one, you weren't showing pigs, right?
Right. No, this was before the show this year, yeah.
So you were judging other folks' pigs?
Right, yeah.
Well, now, did you ever have a tinge of sympathy for somebody, or were you a pretty strict judge?
I don't know. I was a strict judge. I kind of liked what I liked, I guess you might say.
Okay, now, I know you've got a checklist there, a thing that you're looking for.
Right.
And how did that feel, you know, being on the other side, Eli?
Well, it helps with your swine project for sure, because you know what you're looking for. And we had practiced a lot before we had made that trip and put a lot of hours of work into it, so it paid off for sure.
And it makes you better when it comes time for you to show your pig.
Right, yep.
Okay, now, let's talk about showing pigs. Of course, I know pigs have always had the reputation of being the dumbest of all animals. I guess somewhere below those that walk upright. But how well can you train a pig?
Pigs, I think they're probably one of the smartest creatures that I know of. They catch on really quick. If they don't like something, they're not going to go back and do it again. If they like doing it, they're going to be all for it.
So you think they've got an instinct there that tells them, hey, I've done this before and I kind of liked it.
For sure, yeah.
We're not going to call it a memory, but, okay, now, I know in a lot of animal showing, one of the stigmas to it has always been is cruelty to the animal that's being shown. And I can't see how you could punish a pig.
No, we're very good to our livestock. We try to keep them in the best shape possible for the shows. And
now, actually in the ring with a pig, walk us through what that's like.
Well, it's stressful for sure. You're fixing to go into the ring and you kind of start shaking a little bit. At least I do. I break nervous from time to time. And then you get in there, you make a lot of eye contact with the judge, and you're trying to get him all the angles and views that he needs to get the best picture of your livestock that he can, you know, and get the view that he needs for how he's going to place them there. So that's pretty important.
Okay. So you said, you know, you're on one hand, you've got a little prod of some kind, and then on the other side, you've got your eyes somewhere else, so you've got to, you're keeping eye contact with the judge. You've got to be touching the pig in a correct way to make him do what you want the pig to do.
Right, yes.
Does that sometimes you get to be a little bit of a problem for you?
Oh, for sure it does. You'll lose track of, the judge or lose track of the pig from time to time, but we practice and put a lot of hours into it beforehand to try to keep us as sharp as possible when we're going into the ring.
Okay, now, have you ever had a pig turn around and look at you and say, Eli, I ain't going to do this no more?
Yeah, for sure. About every year I have one that doesn't like to cooperate the best. But,
so then what do you do?
Well, there's not much you can do when a pig doesn't really want to do it.
Excuse me?
Right, yeah.
Can I go get another pig?
Yeah, if you're looking to trade at that point.
Okay, now, I know, looking on down through here, and of course, we got a little script in front of us here, that the lessons you've gained.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Hard work pays off is probably the main one, because, you know, you put a lot of hours and a lot of work into it, and it gets challenging from time to time, sure, but that makes it more worthwhile is when you put all that work into it and it pays off in the end.
Okay, and, you know, you said lots and lots of time goes into this, and I guess that you're now, you're a junior in high school.
Yes, sir.
And you've got one more year, and you've got another year of 4-H. And, okay, now, what's up next for you?
Well, there's a lot of different opportunities that I'm looking into, for sure, and 4-H has helped me a lot with those. From the judging contest, there's a meat judging contest, and, you know, the livestock and all that, and that really opens a lot of opportunities and lets you see all the different degrees and stuff you could get into and everything you can be involved in college after high school, so that shows you a lot of opportunity there. So I'm batting around a couple of different ideas.
Well, and, you know, like you said, we have been known here for our 4-H club here have been known for the superiority of the swine program here in Clay County. But you mentioned there are all kinds of other things. You mentioned one that was meat judging
right.
of the final product. And, you know, that leads into an altogether different career too, doesn't it?
It does, for sure.
As a federal meat inspector.
You could,
on those kind of things. But I know college, are you thinking college?
Yeah, for right now we're thinking college. You know, maybe something to do with the meat inspection like you're talking about, maybe food science. We're not for sure yet.
Okay, and of course now I do know that you're also an independent young farmer, aren't you?
Yes, for sure. Staying busy.
Okay, now what about your farm business? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have four broiler houses for the chickens, and there's about 20,000 in each house. There's about a total of 80,000 chickens there, and we run about 100 head of cattle. And then I've got my own 40 boar goats there at the house that I take care of and manage, and then Dad also has some sheep that he...
Okay, but and how about bad weather this year? Did we have bad weather? I think you have a little farm market plot too, don't you?
We do,
Eli?
Yeah. We're trying to get that finished up maybe for the summer, and hopefully we can get that up and running. And
you had a catastrophe or something this year, or?
Well, it's been a struggle getting supplies for sure. Everything's been a little bit backed up, but we've improvised and worked through it. It's been a journey.
You know, and that's an altogether different process than the farm to the market thing, where you're the grower, you're the seller.
Right. We're learning for sure.
And you're learning a whole new career right there.
We are.
Okay. Now, some of the other projects, have you entered into speaking contests at the next level, or have you kind of...
I've just made it to region so far. That's as far as I've been. I think I placed fifth last time I was at that contest.
Is it third place up, or?
I think maybe third place up goes
that's
on the state.
What it
I'm
is.
Not for sure.
And I know those things are, I know over the years, I know my wife is a junior high teacher, and she worked with seventh and eighth graders for years. And when they had some outstanding students there, then I think maybe we actually won maybe a region or two back years ago. So that tradition is there too, and you got something to look forward to on that. Well, Eli, from the time you first came to now, I think I can tell a little bit of advancement, and we're looking forward to maybe you do the same process that Cora has and find you a spot back here in Clay County. And you know, there's nothing wrong with a college-educated farmer.
Right, that's for sure.
And that may be your role here.
Might be.
Thank you for being here this morning. And, well, we've got a young lady down here next, Miss Kendall Hamilton. See, I believe, Kendall, your first name comes from the last name of Grandpa and Grandma or something.
My grandma.
for a long time resident of Clay County. But Kendall, I know I've seen some pictures of you where you have won some contests. Listeners said you recently took a trip out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And where did this trip take you to?
We went to Perry, Georgia, to a national pig show.
And how did you do, and what did you do down there?
I showed pigs.
Well, golly. I mean, you know, did you win a prize, or did you learn new things? You know, sometimes the prize you win is the knowledge you pick up, not some kind of trophy you carry back with you.
Well, I did get third place in one of my classes.
And does that allow you to go on to another level, or is that a kind of a dead end right there?
Well, that was about it for that show, but...
Okay, now, that was out of the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
And you've done numerous shows in the state. Was that your first out-of-state show?
Yeah, that was my first out-of-state show.
Well, now, what were your ideas, your thoughts about being away from Tennessee in another state? Was it different type judging, or?
It was different, but I think that was just because it was bigger and more competitive.
And, of course, this was actually qualifying for next level of a national show, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Where would that show have taken you to if you'd have won?
I'm really not sure.
Well, you got a plan. Now, see, there you got a plan ahead. Uh-huh. I'm going to win this, so where am I going next? Okay, now, when you're in a pig show, and I didn't ask Eli this, but... what do you really focus on that you think the judges, maybe a few things that are really going to impress the judge at a swine show?
When I'm showing, I try to keep the same pace and give the judge a bunch of different angles to get all the best views of my pig.
You know, that kind of reminds you of Miss America, doesn't it, when they walk out on the stage
yeah.
and they have to circle around in their evening gown. So, of course, the pig doesn't have the evening gown on, but you have got to coax that animal into showing off what you consider to be his best. Okay, now what is the judge actually looking for? Is he looking for the form of the body of the pig, what kind of meat that pig will produce, that type of thing? Do you have any idea on that?
I guess it just depends. There's market hogs and there's breeding pigs. And a breeding pig, you're kind of looking more for structure. And then a market hog, you're looking more for like muscle, for the meat.
Okay, you're looking at the finished product.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, you're looking at the product he can finish.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we've got that. Now, I know that also I've seen some pictures on Facebook of you and some other animals.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about those other animals a little bit?
Okay.
Were they?
I have sheep. I show sheep as well.
And, well, now that's all you do, just show them, or you win, or have you won, or?
We went to the State Expo over in October, and I was the fifth place exhibitor there. And I had the fifth place overall breeding, the fifth overall, like market sheep.
Okay. Did you get any money for this?
Yeah, I got $500.
That made a pretty good trip, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, in the life of sheep, exactly, you know, this is an animal that you have raised.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what do the judges look like? What's the difference in the sheep? I mean, a judge can't really see what the body of a sheep looks like unless you've just recently sheared him.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they looking for?
Well, the sheep and the pigs are a lot different. The sheep you show with your hands. You hold them. You held them their heads and walk them around.
Okay, so you've got more control over them because
mm-hmm.
the rest of them have to go where the head goes.
Yeah, and when we show them, we shear them. We shear them that day.
Okay, so they're shown as sheared animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're not looking through all that wool trying to see what they look like.
No. Nope.
Well, now, let me ask you this. You don't have any idea what that animal's going to look like when you get through shearing him, do you?
Well, we shear him usually a little bit sooner so we can get an idea what we need to do to him.
And let it grow back.
Okay. We have to do it all over again.
Okay. So you give him a haircut, wait for his hair to grow out, and take him off to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
And how many shows have you done with the sheep?
I've went to quite a few sheep shows. I showed all summer, go into probably a couple each month.
And have you got any lined up?
Yeah, we're going to go to a few this summer. I think we're going to go to a few out-of-state shows this summer with the sheep, so that'll be fun.
Okay, now Eli told something got started a minute ago, and that was the boar goats, which is a breed of goat. Is there a class for showing or shows for the goats? Or
I'm not involved in the goat shows. Mine are strictly for market purposes, really, but that would be a good project to get into for sure.
And I'm sure 4-H has a boar goat class. What about fainting? You got any fainting goats?
No, I haven't dabbled in those yet.
I think that's the one where you touch them on the forehead and they pass out or
yep,
something.
Pretty much.
Well, now, and Kendall, so we'd like good luck to you this coming season. And
thank you.
Hopefully maybe you'll maybe pick up a little bit more money along the way. And with that, I think let's take a little short break. We'll be back and with another young person coming up. I guess, Ben, are you coming up next? Okay. Ben Likens is coming up next, and I'm sure he's got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information.
931-243-3131. Said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN. Watch out for your family's health. Get your home tested. That's keeping it green.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
Da-da.
Also, check at your local health department for your radon kit now.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back here on the Clay County Corner, here coming to you as we do each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with our rebroadcast this evening at 4:30. Don't forget that. We'll be at 4:30 instead of 6 o'clock, our normal time, once again. And so... I know these guys are going to all go home and listen to themselves when they leave here. Right now we got a couple more young folks up here. We have Ben Jure with us, Ben Likens. I know if you drive from Moss to Salina, you'll see Ben occasionally out going across the pasture there and on his side-by-side or a tractor or, I think Ben's been farming since he was 12 months old or something or other, I think. I know he's in and around there, he and his dad Gary. Gary's one of my basketball players years ago.
Gary's my grandfather.
Your grandpa, rather. I know your father is...
Brandon.
Right. And your mother is...
Melanie.
I think... Does grandpa the one who works you the most, or does dad work you the most?
I don't really care if it'll work, but, I mean, I help them both pretty good.
Okay. Now, what do you think about all that?
I like farming.
Do you like farming?
Yeah.
Well, are you planning on being a college-educated farmer, or are you going to be a professional farmer?
I don't know yet. I haven't really planned.
Well, you need to be planning now and getting ready for that. I know you have some teachers in your family, some college, and you also have folks that went straight into the farming business, like your granddad, who's done a pretty good job with that.
Yep.
And I do know that... my wife noticed a problem over in the cattle field this summer, and it worried her all summer long. And that was that wrong-colored calf out there among all them black cows.
Yeah, we bought some cows, and they were bred to different bulls, and they had different colored calves than our black ones.
And one of them, did you have just one?
We had a red one and a white one.
Red one and a white one, and I thought so. And folks were worried about them, wondering how they got in there for a long time.
Probably.
And now let me ask you something about on the farm out there. You have different pasture grounds there.
Yeah.
That you move the cattle around on.
Yeah.
How many different pasture grounds do you guys use over there on the farm?
Well, below the road over there, we got to see. There's like four fields.
Uh-huh.
Or like probably 12, 16 acres. One of them's a bigger field. It's like 30 acres, the one we recently purchased. And we rotational graze them. They stay in some fields. So
okay, how long do you normally, do you have a certain number of days, or you kind of judge it by the picking of the grass down?
About a week and a half or 2 weeks, something like that.
Well, how long, of course, with those four fields, so it takes about 3 to 4 weeks for the grass to kind of replenish itself and come back up?
Yeah, something about like that.
Okay, and crossing the road, on one side of the road, is that a pretty good project when you move them across the road, or?
Not too bad. We got pins, and we'll haul them over there with trailers and stuff.
So you don't march them across the road?
No, we don't.
How far apart is the farthest pasture lot that you have from the one on the road there? How far away is it?
I don't really know. We got a bunch of pastures. Like, the farthest one, there's another pasture across the road from it too. So
you got them all scattered out where you can save your soil. Okay, now what about between the farms, do you do some actual farm work? Do you raise any corn or anything like that?
No, we don't raise any crops.
So you're no longer crop
cattle
farmers.
And we got horses. And
you're hay farmers and cattle farmers mainly. And I do know you have a few horses there.
We got some goats, too.
Got some goats, too.
Yes, sir.
Now, but what do you do with the goats?
Well, they're kind of in... They clean up brush and stuff.
So you've got them for their foraging.
Yeah.
You don't have a big goat cookout or anything, do you?
They're for marketing off.
Okay, so you do market the goats. How many goats do you have?
About 20.
20 goats. And now... I know you've got quite a few head of cattle. I don't want to talk about numbers there because that ain't nobody's business but you farmers. Because everybody wants to know how many head of cattle you got. Anybody ever come up just out of money? Ben, how many head of cattle y'all got over there? And you answer back and say, we got a whole bunch, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, let's talk a little bit about... I've got my little thing here. It says, I heard you had a pretty good day in the showmanship and skill-a-thon contest at the pig show.
Yeah, I was well. I did pretty good. I got first place in the region showmanship, and I think I got like fourth place in the skills on in the state.
So
you first in the region skills on.
So you're first in the region.
Yeah.
And now what's up next?
That's really all I've done. I placed good in. I placed good in some classes. Got some first place classes.
Is there another level to go to, or?
Yeah, you go to an overall, like, drive, the best of the best are in it, and then they pick a champion.
Where's that held at?
It's just at the same spot after they're done with all the hogs.
So, it's a combination. Okay, now, the pigs, what do you do with them after through showing?
Well,
they purchase the pigs at the show.
You can do that, and like if you got gilts, Randall, he sometimes keeps them back to be sows and reproduce with them. And I had four, and he kept back two of my gilts. And then the other two, they will probably go to slaughter.
Sausage.
Yeah, sausage.
You know, I can tell pretty good when the new shipment of pigs are ready. Since I live up on the hill above the pig barn.
Yeah.
And they're there for a few weeks. There's a lot of squealing going on down there, isn't there? But, okay, now, when do you start really working with a young pig? Do you start just basically when they're...
They're pretty small. They're probably, I don't really know the age of them, but after they're weaned and you separate them off by themselves, you'll start messing with them, getting them used to you.
Of course, with all farm youngsters, how attached to these animals do you get, Ben? I mean, I know that's nothing that you can't really, because you know what the end is when you start at the beginning.
Yeah, I don't really get too attached to them. I mean, I like them and stuff. I ain't, like, real attached to them when we got to slaughter them or whatever.
But, you know, that's part of the cycle, isn't
it? Yeah, I'm used to it and everything.
But have you ever had a pet pig that you kept?
No, I haven't.
You never have done that?
No.
Of course, I remember as a youngster, someone gave me the runt of a lot once to get rid of it, because I don't think they wanted to feed it. And my pig grew up thinking he was a dog, I think, because he couldn't bark. But other than that, I think he thought he was a dog. But you know that's something farm life. It's a forerunner to life after you become an adult, because there are decisions that have to be made. There's work that you have to do. And Ben, I know that you've been actively working with your dad and your granddad. Golly, I know since you're at least 5 or 6 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, I've been working with them for a while.
Okay, all right. I'm Larkin Layton. Real quick, tell us about yourself. We have talked to these other folks too long. Real quick, introduce yourself and real quickly.
I'm Lakin Rains.
And what is your specialty, Lakin? What are you? You're showing.
Yeah.
Did you win anything this year?
I got 3 first places.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
6.
6th grade, Lakin. I am sorry that we didn't give you a little bit more time, but we have run out of time. Okay, all right. He said we got some time. All right, now tell us about your experience this year. We've got a few minutes left. Tell us about your experience at the pig show.
Well, I got 2 pigs this year. And I got 3 first places and 2 in showmanship. And 1 in, I think it was weight class, possibly.
So you are a star in the making, right?
What?
You're a star in the making. You're going to be top of the world time you get in up to high school level. Are you planning on, you're going to continue all this and get your pigs each year? And any other animals you're showing?
I'm not showing any other animals.
Just the pigs?
Yes.
Do you enjoy working with them?
Yes.
Do you have any help at home?
Yes. My mom and dad helps me.
They help you a whole lot, huh?
Yes.
Now, who are your mom and dad?
Ronnie Rains and Amber Rains.
Okay. Know them very well. Students of mine in the past also. And I know that. Do you really enjoy this, doing this?
Yes.
And you're going to continue with all these things?
Yes.
Okay, now what about your plans at your young, tender age? What are your plans?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? You're not maybe thinking about going into medical field or anything like that yet? Or?
I don't know yet.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here, and I do apologize for not giving you just a little bit more time. But with that, I think it's time to get a number here for our birthday and anniversary today. And it looks like the Head Twins will be sharing a prize today. So if one of you guys want to come over by the chamber office and pick up your envelope there for your prize, compliments of WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And we remind everyone the show will be on again this evening at 4:30. And until then, I guess we've got all of our livestock put up here. We can shut the doors, close the barn down. But I do have a group coming on later, Court. It's been a pleasure having you back again and looking forward to getting you here again. But with that, I guess it's time that may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next week, WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, good day, Clay County.